Shami Brachas Daf Mem Mishnah on the Flamites of the Beis and discusses the inyan of Makitza required for Balkari what we need to have to cover over. Both we'll see things that are removed to carry Lagabe Tefillah, and also we're going to see about covering over things that are there that are goli. Says the Mishnah. A person who is davening Shemin Esrei and remembered that he's Balkari. So he's in the middle of davening and remembered that he's Balkari, didn't go to Tefillah. We said already that you could say Kriya Shema without Tefillah, but not Tefillah because you have time to do Tefillah. That we have time to do. So Mela, what do you do in the middle? You should not stop, except it says that you continue davening, but you makatze the brachas. You makatze the brachas. What does it mean, you makatze the brachas? So the Pnei Moshe says, you katze kol bracha bracha v'yom ha-psicha v'chsim levad. Just say the beginning, the opening, and the ending, and that's the sufficient to make the bracha. The beginning and the end, that is the derech of how we makatze. Mishnah discusses the halacha of what about Kriya Shema? Yard of Elitbo. Person went down to be Tovil. If you have time to go up in the mikvah, cover himself, and then read Kriya Shema before Netzachama, that's what you should do. Yalvis Kasviya Kriya Shema. Go up and you cover yourself and read Kriya Shema. That's the proper way to do that if there's time. You can say Kriya Shema b'zman v'imlav if you don't have time, and you'll miss Kriya Shema in the morning. The halakha is Yiskatza Mayim Yikra. You have to go cover himself in Mayim Yikra. You should be able to read and go ahead and say Shema. Now, what are we talking about? The inyan of the talking about Miskatza Mayim. What's the idea of Miskatza Mayim? Means that you cover yourself with water, and the halakha is specifically talking about that you are not supposed to be able to Miskatza. You have to see yourself the difference between the above the water and below the water. So it means that we're talking about a case where a person's in the water, but the separation between his head and his guf, and between the guf and the makom erva. So the if there's yiskatza mayim bekara, so we're talking about a case where a person is able to go ahead and cover himself. So the Pnei Moshe says, dafka mayim makurim sheini baroas erva. In other words, not just that you're going into the water, your body's in the water and your head is out of the water, but it has to be water that is by makurim, it's clouded, that you don't see that libros erva. However, the libros erva, it's clear water. Halacha is, you can't, it's not good enough to be covering yourself with. That's not good enough. That's the halacha of the emotion. That's halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. You have to be able that way it's covered over. But if you can, you cover yourself with the water. And that's what we're talking about when we're allowed to go ahead and say Kriya Shema. And this is a talk my way. A person, again, is in the Zman that you have to do with the last Zman of Kriya Shema. You won't be able to do it earlier. You won't be able to do it later. We're going to miss the earliest Zman. That's the halacha that a person should be able to go ahead and say Kriya Shema now and not have to go out, just go into the water and separate yourself between the Mayim Makurim and the Mayim. So this is the halacha of the Pnei Moshe. The Haredim adds, even though the halakha is liquids, you have to later. We're talking about halakha of Yeshua. You have until the third hour of the day. So why we're talking about the halakha seems to be right by Nates, which we don't paskin like that. So it's talking about those of the machmir. But the Haredim says those medaktim mitikim matikim medaktim latzma ligmar osa. It's a chama. That's what we're talking about. Be able to do it according to those shittas. You want to do it before. Then the idea is to cover yourself and be able to do it before this month, and you wouldn't have that sufficient to be able to go ahead and to read Kriya Shema. Aside now, the halakha of the Mishnah, Iskatza l'mayim arayim, can't cover yourself with water that's dirty, l'may mishra, and the water that's soaking, things that are soaking, using to soak flax or things, until you put water into it. In other words, this water that you can is not clear water, it's putrid water, it's water that's not meraglayim, things like that. Only by pouring water into it, enough to go ahead and to undo the putrid smell, there's something that you're allowed to go ahead and do. Otherwise, you can't do it. We'll discuss how much do you need to do in order to be able to totally soak a mayim. You'll see that the you can't do it now. Again, some girsa, the Chasuri Mechsara, the way the Rashi Salora learns, The lo yikru avamei aglayim shalpam, that ayitol nitzokomayim. The halakha is that you can't read Kriya Shema unless it's mei aglayim shalpam akas ajimansal. One time, sufficient, it's a small amount, enough that you can. But beyond that, you can't do it until you cover over the water, enough water that's covered it over, and that it absorbs into the water. And this is the way the Haredim seem to learn. The Moshe is a little bit more makel in the Gemara, and he says that the look we're talking about, it's enough once you have revius, it's enough to be sufficient, where you have enough to take away the reyach ra from the mayim, the putrid water. Yitosok mayim, sufficient to put in that amount of water. How much should you far separate yourself from tzoa, the excrement that will be able to say Krishma? Says the Mishnah, Arba Amos, four Amos. Four Amos is the amount of time that you need to separate. Makana Kodesh, you'll be able to be a proper, be considered Makana Kodosh. The separation is usually four Amos, which is Aloch Lamaisa, of how far a person has to be. And again, the Haredim says, Dafka Shil Stodim Ulachuro, four Amos only if it's on the side or behind you. But Lefana of Machlik Al Malayeno says, he quotes the Bavli, that you have to, if it's in front of you, as far as you could see, you have to be able, it doesn't make it even much more than four Amos, as long as you could see it, it's a problem. The shear of Dalanam is only if it's in the side and the back. Otherwise, it's not. Seeing it itself is not going to be considered good. Says the Gemara of Alaka. We talk about Mikatsa Kriyashma, Mikatsa Tfilo Shmanesri, I mean, the Bracha and the first, the beginning of the Bracha and the end of the Bracha. Says the Mishnah, Matsis Rabbarabim. The Gemara submits talking about a case of where it's Barabim. Avabinu Levein Mavsa Mavsik. But if he's stopping by himself, he has to stop immediately. Only Barabim. But if it's by himself, the halacha is grameya, that you have to go ahead, and the balkeri is allowed to daven, but not allowed to hear the words, and you can daven shema as long as you don't hear your words, but you can't go ahead, and shmonesu, that you can't do, with your rabbon, and that we never will matir. And this is the shita of Rav Meir, and the Gemara says, in that theory, halacha, the Mishnah is talking about such a case, that unless you have, you're not, if it's barabim, you'll give you a spice, you deal with the kids, are look over yours because you're davening and you're barabim and you're going to be embarrassed from it. So we allowed you to go ahead. The Kareidim says, and to daven bekitzer because God will cover our brios. But if it's not for a mayor, not for a mayor, Shita, contra Yehuda, who says that the rabbon, and you're allowed to have a balkari. You're glad to say brachas. I feel a bit of a mafti. Then even if it's by yourself, you don't have to. You don't have to have to. You continue davening. As long as you don't do it loud enough that you hear yourself, that you can hear. But you'll have to go ahead and do that. You don't have to stop. And again, says the Haredim, lav davka. When we say that, b'nei l'asmein ha-mafsik, la davka, l'chathila kore kol tefila g'dako, dolgara mi brachos grishma. Really, I continue going along the way. L'chathila, of course you shouldn't daven. But b'dieved, you're davening properly, but b'dieved, if you started davening, you continue the brachos according to Yehuda, because it's not a problem, even if you've been oblei atzmo, because we do not consider it a problem b'drabanon to be able to go ahead and to say brachos. That's only shalom mayim litpa. It's only there's no water to be tova. However, yesh lo mayim litpa, which we had in early in the Gemara, then afilu afayudah mayim matrish mafsik. Even Yehuda says you have to be mafsik, because that was that far we never went to dispensation that mimater was only if there's nothing and no other opportunity. But if there's an opportunity to go into the Matrila, as in the Lashon of the Braisa, then even Rav Yehuda's Moida said the Lashon of the Braisa, you have to be mafsik, benola benatzmo, because you could be tova later and you could daven later, and therefore even Rav Yehuda doesn't go that far to be tova. So the Gemara. Chayla, another outside halacha, like Abi Din of a Chayla, like Abi Din of being a Balkari, being tova when you're a Balkari. Says the Akunta Takana Tefilas Ezra, Chayla Sheshini Mei Mitasa, Chayla that went Edna Tashmish. Amar Avami, Mugaram Atzma Yitbo V'yamas. If he caused himself Mamash to become a Balkari, that he actually had, he was a Chayla, and he knew by doing so that he'll become a Balkari, then he caused it to himself, then the halacha is, Yitbo V'yamas, he should die. And it was a Sadaka, he's sick and he's going to die because it's too cold for him. He's not, it's too weak. He's still an oil. He could pour it upon himself. Therefore, we don't, there's no dispensation. And we say, go ahead, even if it's going to be hurtful to you, you have to go ahead and do that. Because you should not have done it. You won't know how to do it without a mikveh there. Without going into yourself to a mikveh, you cause yourself, you put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to go ahead and learn and daven without a tefillah because you can't do it. You shouldn't put yourself in that situation. Therefore, but if it's an ines, if it happened carried by itself without you causing it to happen, it was by ines. So then the halacha is, then we don't matrich. We don't matrich you to go ahead and be tovil to this. Now, what does it mean? What's the ines? Chavidim says shalishim shalab dimyon lechalom. You didn't actually have tashvus, only the chalom. You imagined it. You dreamt it. That's a chalom that was beyond your ability to do anything about it. Then look is a matrich lewinam matrich you to be mafzik. Now, interesting, the Shirash Mesulah said, doesn't a case where it doesn't mean Aynes, where you, in Aynes, where you actually didn't have Tashma, just that it was Aliyah de Makshava, but Chalom or Makshava, but actually says that Aynes, Shetzorach, the Kakmashim Shalnishti, you didn't want to have Tashma. You did it just for your wife because she wanted it. You did it for Shalnishto, and that's Aynes because you didn't really want to do it. You put yourself in that situation only because you had to. That's called an Aynes, and therefore we don't have Matriach you to be Tovil. This is the halacha of the Rashmi Salut that it's not done on, that you caused yourself on purpose. That's one sheet. Whether you did it with Mazid, whether you caused yourself or you didn't cause yourself, Chayla is part of Mim Tovil because it's bad for him, it's dangerous for him. And therefore, we're matter for him not to be tovil. Again, doesn't mean tovil completely. It means not to be tovil in a mem. So that the and it says matrichon klal feeling sinis tais kabin. If a person goes ahead, in this case, we're talking about where you go ahead make matrichon. We only told you to go ahead into a mikvah itself, but you should go into a mikvah memsa. But you should be able to go to tisha kabin. The however says the gemara chayla magil. Third shita, called the Margil Tzorach Lishakabin. A person who's sick, Margil, who caused himself to become a Balkari, then he needs Tishakabin. In other words, we don't make him do 40 sop, but not like a regular chayla, regular person that's an oines, that we say, we don't matrich you for him himself, but you have to have Tisha Kabin. Here we say, Cholamako, you caused yourself to do it. It wasn't an oines, Tisha Kabin you have to have. Baruch Margil Tzorach Abram Sa, but a Baruch that caused himself to do it, you're healthy, a Baruch, then you need to have an Abram Sa. Cholam Yoines, a matrich on love. But Hussein's a Cholam Yoines, then we don't matrich you anything at all, anything at all, but Kabin, I feel Tisha Kabin, when I'm out to you to do anything at all, that to so. You're a Cholam, you're yet, you're Mashamesh, you're Margil, you caused yourself to do it, the halacha is, in such a case, then we do not, Mati to do so. You have Tisha Kabin you have to have, but you don't have to have Memsa. The according to Bnei Moshe, even Tisha Kabin, you're not Matriachlo. But the Pashas of the Gemara, the Sheet is that you Matriachlo for Tisha Kabin, you just Pata for Memsa. But Bari Meonis or Tisha Kabin, but a healthy person that's Meonis, again, in Bechaloim or something he did with Taurus Ishto for his wife, the halacha is. Then you are you require Tisha Kabin, not Memsa, but Tisha Kabin you require. Says the Gemara, of Zachazad, you have a city, a Balkari is in a city where this is very far away, the mikvah is far away, and he won't be able to go to it, because again, he can't early in the morning, it's too dark, he won't be able to go to it, you're going to miss Kriya Shema. What you do? I say, Kriya Shema, you read Shema without the mikvah, but you're told all the mispal. Then you get up in Tovil, and then you're davening, because davening, we said, you have to, there you have time, the Tov Shema Tefillah, you have time to be Tovil, and it's later in the day, you don't have to go out when it's dark, therefore the halakha is, that's what you do, you let it Shema, but you have to go yourself before the we're not afraid of the Tefillah you're going to miss, and therefore you have to go ahead and be toivil for the mikvah, for tefillah. That you have to be do. Says the Gemara, im adam matsunan, if he's an adam matsunan. Now what does a matsunan mean? So there are different opinions here what this means. The matsunan means, according to the charedim, kolom kar, person is very cold, he's so cold, and the day is cold, that if he goes in, he's going to get sick. Therefore, he has to wait till the water warms up during the day, and therefore, that's a case of a person doesn't have a mikveh that's handy. So then, luck is, he's part to go into mikveh, even if it's Be'er. Also, Adam Kama'ayin Merachot. We come and treat him like a person who's far away. This is a mikveh is far away. In other words, if you have a mikveh Be'er, you have to go to a mikveh in the city. However, if it's Adam Tsunan, that's cold, that it's hard for him to go into the mikveh, then, and if he goes in, he's going to wait, it's going to go Shema, it's going to pass, Kriyashma. Then the luck is that you have to, we look at like his mind rocha, like it's far away, and he's part of him going to tefillah. He can go and say Kriyashma, and without having to the mikveh, and then go ahead and warm himself up and go into the and go to a mikveh before tefillah. The interesting is that the Pnei Moshe learns not Odom Tzunun but Odom Tzuyum. Kolma Shubal Baser V'Kash Lalitbo V'Boker. Person is very difficult, very heavy, and it's hard for him to be tov in the mikveh. It's very hard for him. So therefore, we consider like a Ramach, same thing also, because like an Oynes and his part, he can do Kriya Shema, and he'll go in mikveh later and be tov later. The that's what the din of a. It's an interesting enough two pshat that we have, and we had a third pshat that is brought down. That the pshat of Mesunan mean that the third pshat in what we consider it a person who's unable to be tovel. What does it mean, Mesunan? We're talking about the that Adam Chashev, it says Mare Puldo, means a Chashev person, a Matrikan also, we don't have Kavle, he's a Chashev individual, and it's not the pastness that he should go in the morning, early in the morning, that they're going to Tefillah. People think that he's about carrier. Look, people will see him, they'll see it's not that it takes away from his Chashivas, from his importance. Therefore, look, is he considered like a Ma'ayan Rachuk, and therefore he would not have to say Krishna, we're not going to the Tefillah. Piska, we don't do the Mishnah, the Halacha, Imlav, he's got some Mikra. If he's unable to go ahead, and go ahead, and what it says, and tefillah, you can't, not going to have time to leave the mikveh, get dressed, and then go say Kriya Shema. So then, while he's in the water, he goes, Mar says, you cover up a maya, you go up in the water, and then say Shema. Mar says, what does that mean, cover up in the Shema? Why are we allowed to do that? I roya salay, isha, eliba roya erva. He's in the makur, and mishnah, a case of where the water is cloudy, and mela is covered over. And that's the case we're talking about. And therefore, you know, we don't see the boat, the English eliba erva. Therefore, we're allowed to go ahead and do, then do that. Hatzul also, but if it's clear water, it's aser, because then he won't be able to go in this, it's eliba ever. But if it's clear water, but he can kick the feet, water with his feet, halakas, then he can go ahead and say Krishma. What does it mean, kick the water with his feet? Again, here there's several pshatim. Some say kick the water in his feet means that you dig up the dirt, you kick up the dirt in the ground. Now the dirt is covering over, is separating his goof between the makom and the erva. Now the same means just to kick the water. The water is like the kick where it makes bubble. It makes the water moves. And the mela, that itself, the water, by moving the water, that considers it as if it's covered over, the water is not clear anymore, so you don't see it because of the water that's being moved around, and that's considered as if it's sufficient for covering up libaros erva. That would be considered sufficient, and you would be allowed to go into such a case, the mikveh in such a case, and say Krishma, and then later, then we'll go into mikveh later, get up, get dressed later, and properly daven, prepare yourself for Shema Nesri later. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So again, this is only for those who are mock but to do the Zman, those who are not mock but to do the Krishma right by Zman, or those who are looking to be makbid to do Kriya Shema together with Smikas Gula Tfila. And therefore, those are the people that you have to do it right away, early in the morning. Those are people who have the heter to do this to cover over as long as it's not Liru Sa'erva. However, if it's not, those who are not, it's after the Zman, you know, not makbid, you're not from the Rasikin people, then there's no heter. You have to go and get dressed, go out of the water, and get dressed properly before one could say Kriya Shema. Says the halacha, the braisa, Tana, we learned in the braisa, machikim etzoas, etoseftim, it's machikim etzoas adam, arba amos, you have to separate yourself from etzoah and adam, human excrement for amos, metzoas kolav arba amos, b'shashanos and laros, and from the excrement, the waste of dogs, similarly, arba amos, b'shashanos, when you're putting it into the skins, in order to be able to they used to go ahead in the tanning process. Used to take put the oros, the skins, the hides into the tzoa of dogs. Creates a tremendous smell that is separated. That's like just like human smell. You have to go ahead and separate because it has a very bad smell. So too, the tzoa of a kelev, it does not as bad as a doesn't have as bad of an odor as in a human, but when you're doing the tanning process, that does smell very bad, and you have to go ahead and separate it as far away as you don't smell it and you can't see it. So we consider it as if it's a... now the shayla is, in halacha, you have a whole shayla in halacha. What about if the if you're in the, close enough where you can smell it, but now the odor stopped, it's already after a few days, and the question is that considered an issue of a no longer reich ra, because no longer a reich, or do you have to go separate it? So again, if it's human excrement, we say that you have to separate it, and because it's disgusting, even if there's no more reich ra, mashenkein. So of a behema, of a keleb, if there's no more reich ra, there are those that say that one can. It's not as bad as tzoas of an adam, and therefore you not have to separate it. Only dal amas away, it's fine, even if you could see it. Says the Gemara. Give me another sheet. You have a carcass of an animal that became smelly, the skirt became rotted. You have to separate 4 amas from it. Again, because it has a separate, you can't say Shema or Davin because it has a bad smell to it, and you have to separate for Dalet Amos from it. And again, here the Shaila is in discussion halacha: is it only if it looks terrible, or is it only if it's a ruach ra? Or what about if it's already stopped the ruach ra? Again, you have a Shaila in halacha here, machlokas, whether this would include even if it's no longer as a reich, you still have to separate it from it. That's a Shaila in the halacha. I'm Rav Avinu, my sister, I'm a legame. And the Mishnah said, "Kami yakod me'atzoah menaba amos." How long a person should go ahead and separate himself from excrement? For Shema, 4 amos, he has to go 4 amos. You see, that it means they're talking about that the you have to separate from it. It means it includes everything. It means that even not only is it from the things that smell bad, but even things that are dirty that causes somebody to the looks that it comes from. It's mixed together with soa, or it comes from dirt that was mixed together with soa on some level. Look, you have to separate from that as well. Dan Amos as well, just like from the actual Tzoa itself. This is the way the Pnei Moshe learns this Gemara, that you have to separate yourself. You have to separate yourself. It doesn't make a difference how far. It doesn't make a difference what is the current status of it now. You still have to separate it from it because it's a davar meluka, because tzoas adam is more meluka than, more disgusting than anything else, even tzoas behema. And therefore, you'd have to separate even zirchon, even if it's not anymore a reach ra, you have to separate. Says the Gemara. This is not local. The Gemara says, where do we see this from? Gemara says, you see it from the Gemara of the Brisa says, Kamayakum Satsoa Masamas. You see that you have to separate from them, from anything that causes a reach ra. Amaravam Yashmaya, no raya, tifta, mishra shokop. Let's talk about a case where it's talking about where its water is from copesim, from those who launder, the washing launder. Those who do the clothes that got messed, that dirty, children's clothes, that got dirtied from human waste, human excrement, then it's washed with the laundry people wash it, the water gets dirty, the water gets filthy and smelly. So that's what it's talking about. So it doesn't make a difference. It means if it other things that you have to go, from other types of things that are reach ra, who said that you have to separate there, that you can't say Shema. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's over here. It could be that's only over there. He said you can't get in, you can't go into, cover yourself with water, foul water, or water that's dirty, sealed with soa. So Mimela, it already said that already, so it can't be that the Mishnah is talking about that case. The Vice does, it has to be, Dafka talking about anything to do with soa that's mixed together, it would be considered Davar Aser, and you have to separate from that, worse than the behema, the lashon of the charedim, he goes garua b'zeh me'ema shein reach ra v'lo asala kovel asala sosa lufkos behema. It's not as bad, the reach ra of behema is not as bad as the reach ra of an adam, and therefore we separate further from there, has to be separated from it, from the tzoa, even if it's mixed together with water, it would be considered something you have to separate from. Says the Gemara, when we consider Tzoa Adam, what's the level, what's the age of Tzoa Adam that's considered Dover, that's disgusting? Says the Braisa, Kadja Yogalek, look at the Kazai's Dogon. Kadja is able to eat Kazai's Dogon. Posha Mitzuasa Mehosha Rakal Thomas. You have to separate his Tzoa and his Meraglaim is considered, just like an adult, is considered as disgusting, and you can't have to separate from it, and you can't go ahead and say Krishma next to it. Shali is, what does this mean? When it says kazayis, does it mean that he's katan sheyachol lekoy, he ate a kazayis, he's able to eat a kazayis? Does it mean that he ate a kazayis? Or does it mean just that he's at the age where he's able to eat a kazayis? Even if he didn't actually eat any kazayis, is that considered? Is it be that the grain in that he ate causes the tzoa to become a reach ra? Or is it because, or just the fact that he's old enough, even if there's nothing, he didn't eat it, it's considered enough to be considered tzoa sadam? That's the shaila and the rishayim as the far the gemara. They may never look outside. If he can't eat it, post lam tzoa somay reklam. If he's too young, then you can't eat the kzayis or dagon. Then la portion, you don't have to separate the meglaim and meglaim and abasamos because we don't consider it as a waste of a baby. A child that doesn't eat yet is not considered as offensive. As a human waste, as an adult, and again, if he can't eat a grain, and the question whether he ate it or he didn't eat it is a shiloh. But lamaisa, it's the chamishas tvua. This is something which causes that's the criteria to cause something to be considered a davar aser, a davar that's masriyak, a davar that's a reach ra, and would be considered aserik shel kriyashma by. They ask the question around Rav Avu. What's the reason why we have to separate? What's the shaila? Because it's a reach ra. The Gemara wants to know, why is soa shel adam and meir aglayim shel adam much worse than even other animals? Than in animals, what's unusual about? What's worse about that causes it to be reach ra more than? That's the way the Haredim learns the Gemara's kasha. Why is it more offensive, worse than the a tzoa of a behema? So Amalan, so he said to them, because his makshava is bad. An animal doesn't have bad makshava. A human being has bad makshava. So Amela, it's because of that, it's arrogant. It has to bring him down from his level of arrogance by that his makshava is even worse. And because of that, Meimav Nisrachim, because he's Makshav Israel, says the Pnei Moshe, that's why it's called Meimav Nisrachim even more than what he called it. So it says that Charedim, not Boy, Lamas, Loshal Odom, Aurelios, Guru, Beset Meimav, Losa Klomach, Los Kolop, Meimav, Charek Padu, Shariach Ra. Why is it worse? So he said to him, because since he has the Yetzirah, a male that is already considered some type of thing where it affects him, it comes into his. It makes it more. So again, the first one explained because it's a machshavas zaros, it's machshavas ros. So it's masriach. The bad machshavas causes this thing to be masriach even more. Now again, does it the machshava causes it? What does that mean? Some say it means literally the aveira, the etzahara shabbat, makes it more offensive, causes it to be more offensive. Metzias, it causes it to change. Others say it's more of a philosophical thing that it causes it because his sins, as we're going to see, the Gemara's going to say in a minute, brought me nurav. So Mela, the way to minimize a person's arrogance is by making his waist even worse than an animal. And it brings down his level of gaiva. That's what Makshavas Zaros means. Makshavas Ros means. Some of them said to him, but he's not katan. Why should a katan be the same? We say, even if he's able to eat a grain, he's already considered meimav, and tzoav is considered offensive, and they have to be marchik more than an animal. Why? He's not a baal. He didn't sin. He didn't sin. He said, yes, look, sivak yitzalav never adam. From the earliest time, a sin, most youngest age, he's already considered makshava shava, or arrogance or something, and therefore, minurav. Rav Yudan, Gemara says minurav, from his youth. In other words, we consider it from the earliest time, nurav. So therefore, so nurav means is that that in a chanami, that we consider it from the earliest time, minurav, that it's considered already enough to be considered chasavav, shen minimi betanimo, v'yotze li'olam, says the Pnei Moshe. The moment that he's born and he comes out of his mother's womb, he's already considered a yetzahara. And by definition, therefore, that yetzahara causes it this masriach yeser, and a mamela worse than an animal, and is more offensive and more chomerdik than his animal. He did more than four amos. You have to separate more that he can't even see it. It would be a problem, even if it's you separate it, but if you could see it, it would already be considered a problem. When he goes out to the world already, he's considered already Rani Urav, and therefore it would be considered Asr. Okay, so Lamaisa, this Mer says that the Gemara says that we see, so here again, so therefore we see, so Omri Rani Urav, the youngest age, and therefore we consider it is from the time it's born already, it says, and therefore the halakha would be considered that it's so, even from a child, would be considered something you have to be marchik from. From animal dung, you have to separate four amos. Before we said, you have to separate more for a human, but for an Adam, now we're saying, you have to still separate four amos. So, it's only where, it's only talking about where? Barakim, when it's soft. And only of the Chamor. Only the Chamor, and that's the only ones we say is considered is where it's considered Dalet Amos. That's where it's offensive. And the Gemara says, that's when he's coming from the way, not when the road. In other words, that the the donkey is traveling on a road, going on the road, so and then he eats and he digests the food, so his tzoa is even more repulsive, more disgusting. Says the Pnei Moshe, from the tirda of the way, of going on the way and eating its food and digesting while it's going, causes the offensive smell, and therefore that's the case we talk about of a gloli behema requires the marachik dalet amos from. When it have those situations solved, and it's from a chamor, and it's from the traveling, that's when we consider it the most offensive. Says the Gemara, Levi Yama. Levi says, you have to go separate machazer dalet amos. And Levi also said a brisa. From a chazer, you have to, chazer is also another animal that you have to separate from, because again, what's the reason why? Because the same idea, because we say that it's considered basar chazer, the tzoa of a chazer, mefaresh bebavli dafka nosim betzoa latok beoros loevik kumatz lovetzos kolavim. The Gemara Bavli Bracha says that the tzoa of a chazer is only offensive and also dalet amos only if it's like the dorg, where you putting the oros into its tzoa of a kelev, that's where it has an offensive smell. Stam the chazir, the tzoas chazir is not a problem. Only in the same way, when you do it the same way as you do with the kelev, that's when we say it's considered awesome. Umi tzoas anemia, same thing of a anemia. The same idea of an anemia is also considered the same idea as an offensive, a small animal as well, like a weasel, is also considered the Rosh Hashavos Chatulim, like cats, is like an Amir, Shereichomo, a very, very bad, offensive smell. And that's why the Yerushalmi brings down that an Amir, you can't have an Amir, but so it buys down to have cats in your house, because their waste, their excrement is offensive, the Reakra that it has. Therefore, you can't go ahead even an Amir, which some translate as cats. So it's like an Amir, and same thing from a Tanagolos, what you have to separate from. You have to go. Now again, when we talk about birds, also we qualify this as well. We talk about chickens, excrement, we talk about not stam, but Ella says the Gemara, only if it's a case where it's red chickens. Red chickens is where you have the, why? So the Haredim says because they eat Oakland Shum Sha'irim, these red chickens are the ones that eat barley, and they're the ones that make the worst smell whatsoever, is Rosh B'Yoser. And therefore, the Haredim quotes the Makairo Shulchan Aruch, the Makaber, Hilchos Kriya Shema, quotes the Yerushalmi, the Asur Likos Keneged Meiragalei Kamor, Abomen Adero Keneged Soaz, Goma Duma, exactly the Lashon of the Gemara now, of the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, is the Lashon that we find in Shulchan Aruch, that these are the things that are considered, because they're the most offensive of all of the waste of all the different animals, is again the chicken, the red chickens, and the cats would be considered the ones that are considered usser. They cause the highest, the smell is the largest, the worst smell of all the other smells of that we find in the other animals. Tanur Rav Moshe says, you have to separate from even from a foul smell to Abamos. So you have to separate as well from Reach Ra. The animals that don't we talk about Reach Ra, so we continue other things that have a Reach Ra that you have to go ahead and stay away from. What it means, the four amos are measured from the end of where it stops smelling, not from where the source of the smell is, but rather where the end of where the last moment where you could smell, from there you have four amos further than that. That is a machlokes amaraya, how far we go. Again, Rav Huna says you have to separate four amos from the source of the odor. Rav Chisda says no, from the thing. So we have machlokes there in the Bavli, in Brachos Kof Hei Amin Aleph, and the Yerushalmi are passing like Rav Chisda Shita, that in Akanami, that you have to separate from four amos, bother. We have a machlokas here. We pass like one of the amarayim. Kadama. What is the sheet to apply? What is the halacha apply to the amos? The yachura only going backwards. The fun of it, if it's in front of you, as far as your eye can see, that you have to go, even if it's way more than four amos, as long as your eye can see, that is the part that you have to be able to separate. You don't see in a side vision or straight. But you can walk straight ahead and you can go behind you. You can separate it from it. Then you have to separate from it and you can't face it. And now look, you can't do it. Now, interesting, halacha, they should bring down a shayla and a shulchan aruch. What if you're going ahead, you want to daven, you want to face Mizrach? But if you face Mizrach, there's tzoah there. If you face, turn around, you won't face the tzoah, but you're not facing Mizrach. Which one should you do? So again, halacha is, rather you do, you certainly separate from the halacha, is a din d'oraisa. You have to separate midin, makane, it should be considered tahor, kadosh, and therefore you have to separate from that, from any David Soa, even if it means not going facing Mizrach. You still have to separate from it to remove yourself and cover yourself and separate yourself in order to be able to consider also to say anything. As far as you can see, you're not supposed to be able to say Krishma if you could see it in front of you. The Mark talks about the kind that we learned. And Allah, Rabbi Luya, Vechave, Rabbi Yosef, and Kumit Punkir Rimsha. The lion was sitting. And the chaverim was sitting in front of an inn. Amr, they said, tell her, what's the halacha l'gabe saying words of Torah here? Notice there was obviously, there was a tzoa there, the Brisa says. There was tzoa there. Tzoa b'chamor. And Mamela, it was right in front of them. However, so what's the shayla? So the Rosh Shulul says that it was there, they came, they smelled it. However, they couldn't see it. They separated themselves in front of them. They smelled it, so they separated from themselves a certain distance. They separated a certain distance. Lefiya punik, and they had kamarim that came from the way. However, what they did is that they separated from it dalat amos, but it was still in front of them. But being that it was at night, they couldn't see it. So that was a shaila. The halacha is: are they allowed to daven now? Say kriyishma when they can't see it in front of them and they're ready to daven. Obviously, they don't smell it anymore. What's that shaila? So what's the halacha? So I'm learning. Said that me given the ilu aviyimim aviyvinim aviyvinim akanyan. If it would have been daytime, we were able to see right in front of us. Even if we're ready dalat amos, but we could still see in front of us. A room could din aser. We look at even now it's dark. It's still aser. We consider it the same din, even though again there's no reach ra because we're already separated from it, and we can't see it because it's nighttime. But similar halacha is still since if it would be daytime and you could see, you wouldn't be able to, and you would, it would see it. It would be aser. So now it's also usher as well, even though you can't see it. Says that's the Gemara. That's the psak that we give. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. That's why a person who's blind also can't daven in front of a davar tzoa. In front of him, even if he can't see it. Tana we learned in a brayso. If you have a graf shel ekachavei, one graf, a pot of ray of excrement, ve'ekshamayim, and one of mayim, of meiraglayim, torolakamayim anayimahos, you have to go ahead and distance the lamas from it. Gemara says, you have to go ahead, ray ve'ekshamayim, you have, whether it's a ray or shel ekshamayim, or from mayim, and that's what it's used for. But right now it's empty. So the halacha is you can't, that's considered davar asur, even if it's clean, you can't go ahead and do that. You can't go ahead and daven in front of it, even if it's empty right now. Says the charedim, the cases we're talking about, like a thing you could for a latrine, for beis hakise. So then, if it's us, even if it's now, it's clean, it's not dirty in front of you, the halacha is, you still can't daven in front of it. Daven in front of it. Even though now it's empty, you can't do it. There's nothing you can't do it. You have to go from it 10 amos from it. So the Gemara says that we say you have to be. What about Gemara says in a case where it's in front of the bed? Then now look at those sakamayim culture. You can even put a little more into it and recur. You can say Kriyashma. But you don't need any water to it. You can't read Kriyashma. So adding water to it. In other words, if it's a fneamita, so what does that mean? So again, it's meraglayim. That's the way Gra learns his drush, it's meraglayim. So the look, it's made for meraglayim, which is not necessarily, there's no smell to it. So it really is not necessarily, it's not usher. If it's sitting there on the ground, does not make it usher. So then, it's only drabban and dika usher. So if you put water into it, and you dilute it, then even a little water, it's already considered mutter. You're allowed to go ahead and say kriyashma. If you don't have any kriyashma, again, we're not talking about there's no reyach ra. If there's a reyach ra, it's usher, even if you put mayim into it. But if it's no reyach ra, and you put a little bit of mayim into it, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to say kriyashma. And without a problem, but if you didn't add water to liquor, you can't do it. You can't say Kriyashma. You can't say Kriyashma. So the now says the Pnei Moshe im Kvar Yesh B'Meir Aglaim Nosan Sokam Rivas Mayim. The heel metal is so kosher about the video. The heel, you got to go put water into it. You got to clean it out. And if there's ready made lime in there, you could go ahead and put the water in there, and that would be sufficient. If Yitzhak disagrees and says, no, Zachamai is Mayim Yikra, Imlam Yikra, only if you put water into it, even if it's empty, you have to put water into it. If not, you can't do it. You have to move it away, you can't do it. Gomayo Kedei Revias, what's the Shaila? Mara says, what is the amount that's Kedei Revias? In other words, you put a Revias of Yayin, how much has to be in there? How much may raglayim? Do we say that's mevatil for revius mayim? Whereas a revius pasoch revius, a revius has to be put into a revius of that much you need. In other words, if you need a revius, can negate a revius. So which means that if you have a small drop of may raglayim, you could put a drop of water that's sufficient to negate that. If you have a lot of may raglayim, more than a revius, then a revius mayim is not going to be sufficient. That is the way the Charedim learns the Gemara. They like a katan, whether it's a kli katan or kli gadol, same halakha applies. You need to have a revius connected the meraglayim. And if it's a big kli, a big latrine, which has many, many reviuses of meraglayim in there, then you need to have many reviuses of mayim. Kinegno. Again, here there's also several ways to learn the Gemara. Some Mekel learn that if the Revius of Mayim into a lot of thing, which causes it to causes there to be no more smell, then even that some say is okay, and some say it depends what it's used for. If it's something that's used only by Roy, just happened that it was used now, is sufficient for Revius, but if it's something that's regularly used as a latrine, then halacha is, it's not enough to put Revius Mayim in there. You have to have a lot of Mayim in there to clean it out and to remove any remnant left of the regular usage of it. That would be what you need to do, says the Gemara. That's the one Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Nebraisa Akamita Yikra. If it's behind the mita, the halacha is you can go ahead and you could say kriyashma. Why? Because if it's behind and there's no reyach, so then you have just a kli holding the meraglayim. But it's behind you and you don't see it, so it's not considered maos. It's not considered noz because you don't see it's behind you, and the bed is considered a machitza. That's the halacha. You can say krishma l'famiglo yikar, but in front of it you can't, because then you see it. The machitza is not. There's no machitza built. It's in front of the bed. There's no bedboard that's blocking. And memela, in such a case, you have to be marakeg dalit amos. Dalit amos. So the Gemara, because then you have mitam avseka, says the Haredim. It's like a wall. The mita is like acting like a mechitza, like a wall that's blocking out the Merik lion. Therefore, that halacha be mutter. Shemila is another halacha. Another different degrees. Avi be like a lion. So avi lu triklin lesser. Even if you have a triklin of 10 by 10, a large bed frame, that's even a very very large. In the Bavli, it says even if you have it 100 times as much. Halacha is, you can't do it until you cover it over, when you put it under the bed. In other words, if you can see it, if it's open, if it's an open area, even if it's separated from your dalat amos is not enough. Even if you have a thing blocking it, it's also not enough. You have to be able to cover it over, completely close it, which is either put it under the bed. Or put it something and cover it and something on top of it. That would be achi chesenu, cover over the pot or latrine where it is, or put it under the bed. So now the bed is acting as a covering. It's good enough. But Shimon Lezer is the holds that we look at it like the whole place is considered in front of you. Even if you have a mechitza separating, it's not enough. The mita, a bed acting as a mechitza, as a partition, is also not enough. And he says you have to have a complete separation and cover it over completely, otherwise it's considered usher. And again, even when there's no reach ra. Gemara says, Allah is Rak Mayam Shemachi Rab. Hayri Rab Kanina Tarte Kahadir of Shem by Lazar. Kananina Tarte Paskin Allah like of Shem ben Elazar, which we said, Machlokes in the Gemara of Machlokes and Meroyim that we talked about. We said that as long as you have and it's covered over. In other words, that you have dalat amos away from it, and there's no reyach. Even if you didn't cover it over, v'mekel v'pasim like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and it's sufficient to be able to go ahead and to say Kriya Shema there, v'pasim like that, and you don't need to have a complete covering over it. That we said earlier. It says the Gemara of the Minimayos Mashavim Yochanan. Tzoya Shal Tzolchi. If you have even the smallest amount of Tzoya, Mavata Baruch. It's Mavata with a little spit. Even a little small amount of Tzoya, if you have a little bit, Mavata, you could spit on it, and that alone makes it what he called. It already considers it, it's the smallest amount of Tzoya makes it Aser. You can't say Krishma. But Mavata Baruch, if you spill, you have a little spittle, and you spit on it, you mix it with it, then that itself is considered enough where it covers it over because it's such a small amount of tzoa, and therefore the halacha is you'd be allowed to go ahead and say Kriya Shema in such a situation. So says the Haredim, Mavata Baruch, Sharui Kakoleh, you spit on it, Varuika Makasa, and that spit is enough, big enough to cover over the small amount of tzoa, then the tzoa is not a problem, and as long as there's no reyach, you can say Kriya Shema at this, you can say Kriya Shema in front of it. They noticed that there was a small amount. Come every yavim, okay, spit on it. Guys, the look we just said. So he said, in such a case, he didn't agree with it. He says, in such a case, you need to, in order to do it, miyamalatigna, from the time it goes from the yam to tigra, that in such a time, this is what we're talking about. In other words, in such a place, the time span that you need that to go ahead to cover it over, that should be considered absorbed, would be that amount of time that you go into this distance of time that you go from these two places would be considered enough time to go ahead. It's considered as it's mevatel the tzoa, mevatel the tzoa. The says the Haredim, Sheimakam Samach Liyam, it's a place called Net Yam Rotzalom, Shein Bitul Kika Ma'ila. So in other words, not such you can spit on it and all of a sudden it just absorbs the tzoa and its mortar. We're talking about a case where you go the distance, the time it takes from a You take a fish out, says the Rish Shlo. You take a fish, people use the fish from the yam on this side. You take the fish into the dry land. You catch the fish. That itself, he says, Mutam Ma'od. In such a case, that place over there where you should do that, the amount of time it would take to do that is the amount of time you need for the roik to go ahead to Mevatel, to be Balua, that the Tzoa should be Mevula. It's not just automatically, it doesn't happen immediately, but it takes a few seconds for it to be able, the amount of time that we say you have to go from these two places, or the time it takes to take a catch a fish and fry the fish, says the Rish Shloa, that would be considered the amount of time that would be to be able to be considered absorbed, that it's no longer tzoa, that would be considered aser tadavim. When it's tevish mila, it's fun. I'm going to give another halacha. You have a box that's filled with svarim. You can put it by the head of the bed. You can't put it by the foot of the bed. So there's certain halachas you're allowed to do. Why? Again, you have to separate it. You can't be mevatel covered for the svarim. Covered for the svarim, you have to be able to go ahead to cover over. It's considered svarim, considered the Tanakh, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, etc. The halakha is you cannot. You want to go put it in. You're going to go sleep by the bed. You can put it by the head of the bed, but you can't put it by the feet of the bed. Again, what's the reason why? Because the putting it by the feet of the bed says the mevatel no bezayin. By the feet of the bed, that's considered a makom bizayon, and therefore that would be considered aser. That you can't do because that's mevaze the kisvi hakodesh. It's mevaze the svarim. But by the head of the bed, that's a more makuvatika place, and that you can do. So the Gemara says that the right, so again, we're not talking about we're under the bed. Gemara's going to explain. We're talking about a case where you put it near the bed, so next to the bed. So again, by the head of the bed, you can, but not by the foot of the bed. That would be considered more bizayon, and therefore that you would not be allowed to do. Gemara says that So Gemara says, "Rabban by Shemagua, which is the Amita Gavoa Sotfa. That's where the bed is 10 tefachim high. V'atshaliyu chevli Amita Nogim Teva, and the ropes of the bed are not touching the box. In other words, where you have these situations, if it's touching it, it's part of the bed. That's bizarre. You can't do that. Or the Amita Tavotos, or the bed is also 10 high. So in such a case, you can do it because now the bed is considered 10 high. It's like a mechitza. It's like a separation. It's considered like a separation on the bed. And the male is like a separate space. And therefore, that you can do. And that you can put it there. But otherwise, it would be considered, or the bed is touching it, the ropes of the bed, that would be considered usher to do. You pass it according to this halakha, Rav Huna. These halakhas that you're allowed to do it in such a case when you have these restrictions. And that you can even have tashmish in such a place. Chevli Amita, says the Pnei Moshe. It's like a separate rishus. It's 10 tefachim high. We consider it as a separate rishus. Chevli Amita, if it's touching it, if the ropes are touching it, it's considered as if it's part of it, part of the bed, mechubal of the bed, and therefore you can't do it. The Rish Mishloa adds and says that it cover up the teva marashos marita tzorish yigo akilim b'vato. It's a rucha toleh. Because if you're touching it, it looks like it's part of it, even though it's not part of it. It's a separate thing. But since it's considered as if it's looks like it's part of it, to be considered a bizayon to the svarim, so you have to meet these conditions in order to be able to be considered to put the Sifrei HaKodesh near next to the bed. Says the Gemara, a Sefer Torah is much more chamer, and a person cannot have tashmish in a place in the house, but it's a sefer Torah by bias. We're not talking about in the room. We're not talking about next, even touching the bed. We're talking about in the place which is in the same room. Not talking about, of course, in the house itself, but in the same room. It's not also to have, even if you have a mechitza blocking. You can't have tashmish mita b'malkum. It's a bizoyin to the sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, if the Sefer Torah is wrapped around in a mappa, in a cloth, or you have it on the window a windowsill that's 10 tefachim high, window ledge that's 10 tefachim high, then mutter, then it's mutter, because it's considered as if it's separately. If it's separate, if it's separate, you can have that because it's considered as if it's separate. If it's in a thing 10 tefachim high and a window ledge, it's considered as if it's a separate room. And therefore, you're allowed to go ahead, in such a case, you're allowed to go ahead and have tashmish there. That you'd be allowed even to have tashmish there because that's considered as if it's separate. Smar says if you should levi yama also look kilyon, you prepare for it a kilyon, a curtain, and then behind that curtain, then I'll look at you allowed to have tashmish. What's kilyon? Vilon. Like a canopy or mechitza by itself, says the Pnei Moshe, and such a thing, that's when we say you'd be allowed to go ahead. It's like you're putting into a separate room, and in such a case, you'd be allowed to even have tashmis in such a situation. That's considered a 10 tefachim mechitza that's at least 4 tefachim wide, is put down la halacha, and in such a case, you'd be allowed to have Now, we're just putting it, wrapping it, a Sefer Torah in a talus around it, or beg it around it, without putting it on a set. We paskin it around, putting it in a separate place, in a separate separation with a machitza. The halakha is that applies for sperm, does not apply for Sefer Torah, and that would be considered usser. The shali is whether you can have two coverings for Sefer Torah would be sufficient. That is, again, a shali in the achrayinim. Whether that would be considered enough, or do you need a separate room, as Mara is saying now, actual partition, or even a double wrapping, a double covering in a Sefer Torah would be considered. And for Svarim, yes. For Sefer Torah, is a Shaila in the Achronim La'alokah.